Well, we're back on downtown today with head men's hockey coach at the University of Maine, Ben Barr. You're getting ready to go into your last non-conference weekend with games against Colgate. But I'd like to start by going back to last weekend at the Ledyard Classic over in Hanover, New Hampshire in Dartmouth Barn, where you guys won. And you got some scoring and some great performances from people who are a little further down the lineup than some of your more well-known players.
Yeah, I think, it was a solid all-around team effort both nights for the most part. I thought Friday night, I thought we came out really strong. Outside of a few minutes at the beginning of the second period, we played really well. It was good to see that because we hadn't played very well the last few games before break. And I think the guys coming back and putting a little extra, we came back on the 22nd and had a whole week of practice before we got out there. I think that it really paid off.
Yeah, Harrison Scott was the most valuable player of the tournament. Victor had a good showing in net. Sully Scholey showing us what you told me months ago we were going to see eventually. That must bode well for the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see other guys getting involved. I mean, Harrison Scott's been good since the first day for us. His line with Donovan and Thomas Friel have been outstanding. I mean, they don't always get on the score sheet like they did last weekend, but they always deserve to because they're like the identity of our team, really. They play extremely hard. They're honest. And they spend most of the game in the offensive zone, regardless of who we're playing. And that's momentum for us. And it was good to see those guys get rewarded on the weekend. And Sully Scholey had a good, both games. He actually had a really good game on Friday and didn't score, and had a couple there on Saturday. And Reed Pabish played really well on Saturday. Had one waved off and then got another one. So we're getting closer. We don't have everybody going full clip yet, but we're getting closer to that. And that's, if we want to continue to do, the things that we've done in the first half, we're going to have to be a complete team.
I was impressed with the way the team adjusted, especially on Saturday, the way the game was being called. It was very different from Friday night, and even though I don't know if it was the same guys or not, but that they didn't lose their cool. They stayed composed. They kept playing your system, and it frustrated Dartmouth to the point where they just didn't look like they were in the same league. And I know they got some pretty good players. When you look at you got Colgate coming up, it's the last time you're going to play a non-Hockey East team until playoff time. Is that a good thing to get ready for Hockey East, or would you rather be jumping right into the fray now?
It really, honestly, it doesn't really matter. We know our league is extremely tough, so everyone we play it's going to be a battle every game. Colgate is a really good team. They beat and tied us last year at their rink right after Christmas. So all these games matter at the end of the day. Obviously Hockey East, the perception is it matters a little bit more, but at the end of the day, the pairwise rankings is what matters, and that's, so all these games are so important, and last week's games are super important, and this week's games are really important, and every Hockey East game is important. So it's really, we have our separate leagues in college hockey, but there really isn't a game that's more important than another. I mean, obviously, if you're playing that, for a championship at the end of the year, and you made it that far, that might feel a little more important.
Right,
than
yeah.
That. But, outside of that, it's there's no room for error in our world because we don't play enough games to have a couple off nights. And so we're playing a good Colgate team that took it to us last year. Really structured. It's different than what we've seen. It's a little bit different style than what we've seen probably from anybody yet this year. And so we'll have to be, we'll have to be willing just to take what's given to us. They aren't going to beat themselves and adjust to it.
You've got a couple guys that haven't been in the lineup, and obviously I'm not going to ask you about their condition because that's not something I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But health-wise, are you feeling pretty strongly?
We have three or four guys that are banged up still. Yeah. The guys that have played a lot for us, like Nolan Renwick and Grayson Arnott, have been out. And,
yeah.
I imagine that's going to be the case for a few, at least another week or two. So, you know, we have a couple other guys that are day to day right now that it's part of the deal, you yeah. know, and you know, if we're going to be the team we want to be, we got to be able to, you know, handle those things. And so far, you know, we have, but it we ask a lot of some young guys, especially in that back end, we have three freshmen or two
yeah.
every night that are playing. We had it last year, but now we have it this year again. Like last year, we had four or five freshmen every night playing.
Yeah.
Now we have three, so it's that experience is really invaluable for them. But we're gonna, you know, we're asking them to, you know, maybe grow up a little quicker than most programs would ask them to grow up. And they're getting better, but that's going to be a big, you know, can we make it through with some of those injuries we have in the back end?
Yeah, and you look and you see how well Chabrier is playing this year, and he was playing a lot last year as a freshman. So I suppose his on-the-job training sometimes works out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, experience is the ultimate teacher, obviously, and you know, Shabs' game, we've been a lot fortunate that he's taken a huge step this year, because, you know, last year he was the in-and-out guy a little bit yeah. for us, and his game has really taken off, and that's been a huge part of us keeping it together back there, you know, with obviously with David and Luke and Holter, you know, and Grayson when he's been healthy. But, you know, we've had some injuries. We got three young guys with Liam and Ryan and Bodie back there that have done a decent job, but we're going to keep pushing them to get better.
Well, I'm sure they will. I'm really looking forward to seeing the team back home in the Alphon, and I thank you as always for your time.
Thanks, Chris.